We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Presented by Chapin Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Pirates tried to avoid a sweep in Cincinnati tonight on The Fan. Greg Brown will call it. Brought to you by Xfinity, America's best internet service provider, according to speedtest.net. Greg, I'm still trying to get a read on Ben Cherington as Pirates GM, what he's all about, how he communicates with the media. You know, still, because of, obviously, this year, too, you're not around the GM as much as you would be at other times. If you cover games and you go up to the press box, et cetera. I'm trying to wrap my head around what he said about Gregory Polanco yesterday, Greg. Did you get those comments at all from him? What was your reaction to what he said about Polanco still being a young player at 29?
Yeah, I guess he's the situation where if he says kind of like what we feel and what we're seeing, it's a no-win situation for him. I think he's got to, it's like any GM, I think, Andrew, you're trying to prop up your player, not only for him and his confidence, but, you know, in case there's a market out there, you just don't want to rip the guy. So I just look at it like he's just kind of promoting his player. And there's really, they're in a tough situation with him because you just can't, and people say he shouldn't be playing. But he inherited Polanco. It looked like he was going to take off there about a month ago. It didn't happen. And they just have to keep playing him and hope he gets better. I just think that's where it is. And again, I think it's a no-win situation for him. No matter what he says, I think he's darned if he does, darned if he doesn't.
Greg, do you see at this point with Gregory Polanco, like I know you just said, hope he comes out of this, but at what point, I guess, does a player, in more cases than not, just become, hey, this guy is what he is. He's struggling mightily, and this isn't maybe as bad as it really is for Gregory Polanco, but that he's never going to become the guy or even close to it that they thought he would be.
I wish I knew that answer, Chris, because there have been so many times over the years where I've seen a guy and I say, you know, this guy's awful to myself, this guy, or off the air to people. This guy's terrible. What's he doing in the lineup? He's taking up space.
Can you start to have those conversations with us on air? They sound very interesting and entertaining, Greg. Let's let's do those from 5 to 5:15 every Wednesday, okay?
Okay, that's a deal. And I'll be I won't be here at the ballpark where I am now. I'll be somewhere else, I'm sure. Jose Bautista comes to mind. Brandon Moss, those are two guys that come to mind. And of course, they go somewhere else. And then you hear just people ripping the organization because they weren't patient enough. Of course, we've talked about pitchers over the years where that's happened. I remember Tim Wakefield. I thought, what in the world are they doing with Tim Wakefield, the old knuckleballer? They kept throwing him out there. They sent him back to the minor leagues. In Buffalo, they just kept pitching him, and finally they cut ties with him. And I thought, you know, good riddance. And then he ends up, you know, being one of the all-time greats in Boston Red Sox history. So I don't know the answer to that. I'm not proficient enough. I don't know the mechanics of hitting like a John Wehner. I don't know the mechanics of pitching like a Bob Walk. I just see a guy missing at times fastballs right down the middle in Polanco. And when I see that, I think his timing is completely messed up. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it's in his head. Sometimes it's best to get away from it all. Now, Bob said something the other day that was interesting. He thought, you know, depending on what the COVID situation is around the world, is Polanco better off? Maybe he is going somewhere and just getting a ton of at bats. somewhere. I don't know what their plans are. I don't know what his plans are, but it's incredibly frustrating, of course, to watch it either from a fan's standpoint or, for that matter, from a Pirate broadcaster standpoint. It's just, it's absolutely brutal to watch it.
Yep. For sure. Greg Brown brought to you by Moosehead, Canada's oldest independent brewery. Enjoy a cold, refreshing Moosehead today. Greg, kind of an innocuous comment you made on the TV cast. I'm still watching games and listening. You're welcome. That you made last night. That it revealed a little bit about, and maybe it might also shape the way you look at the Pirate season. But I apologize if I'm misquoting you, but it sounded to me like you said, well, you know, if the Padres do win the NL West and finally knock off the Dodgers, it probably won't mean as much because it's only 60 games and it won't have the same meaning as if they did it in a typical season and finally, you know, push the king out of his throne. And I heard you say that and I wonder, well, does Greg feel the same way about the Pirates' lousy season? Like, the way they've been so wretched and awful this year, does it not mean as much, or do you not, you know, draw any conclusions off of it, Greg, because it's 60 games? Explain that to me if you could.
Andrew, I don't think I said that. I think what I was talking about was that winning the division doesn't mean as much this year because there's just not, in terms of home field advantage, it's not there. So winning a division doesn't mean as much in 2020.
Okay, but like the banners in the World Series and everything else, you still think counts the same?
Yeah, I mean, I said to you guys, my gosh, before the season started, when we first started doing this, you know, once a week, that I always felt like this was a great asterisk season. Mm-hmm. I just don't think there's any getting around it. Baseball is 162 games. This is 60. I love the fact that we're playing. I'll forever believe that. To march on, despite the negativity from day one about baseball. I love the fact they're out there playing. It's just not the same, and we'll always have an asterisk for me. And I will say that my opinion is that if you were going to have a bad year in the Pirates case, and you were just going to just start throwing stuff out there, and as I've said, I'm sure I said this last week, I got a real clear indication of where this team was headed when they put Cole Tucker in right field, starting in right field in game two of the season.
Yep.
He had never played there in his life. And that said to me, okay, I get it. They're not out there tanking. I don't believe that. I don't believe there's such a way. I don't know how you do that.
But they're not doing everything they can do to win the game, is your point. They're not doing everything possible.
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't know with this team as it's made up. I don't know how you would do that otherwise. I guess maybe if you had started Polanco out there that day, maybe I would have thought that. Now that they struggled 2 weeks in and they started just playing a bunch of guys, I don't know the answer to that. I just don't think they're tanking. I think they're trying to go out there and be competitive. Honor the game, do the best they can. But for Ben Cherington and for Derek Shelton, this was the only way they were going to be able to see what they had. They can go by all the scouting reports and all the people that now work are still here that work under them to tell them all they want. But you've got to see it with your own eyes. And so if there was one year to have a horrible year and to throw stuff out there, I mean, there could be no backlash.
Yeah.
I mean, to be quite frank, fans aren't going to boycott going to the games this year. So, heck, why not? Now, this is all changes if we're back to normal in 2021. I'll be singing a way different tune. But for me, if you were going to have a bad year and just see what you had and throw Cole Tucker out there and all these guys and, heck, do it this year because, as I said, I think this is the great asterisk season of all time.
Greg, I'll make like Adam Wainwright in the All-Star game, and I'm going to tip my pitch. You're Derek Jeter here looking for a hit. So I'm just going to groove this one right down the middle. I won't even say it as a question. I'll just make a declarative statement and let you respond. I hate the idea of expanded Major League Baseball playoffs, which are now apparently here to stay, it looks like. I think this is a terrible idea. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And I like that the fact that Major League Baseball's playoffs normally are the most exclusive in the four major sports in this country.
Well, unfortunately, I don't know how sincere you're being there because
I'm dead serious. Actually, I'm very serious, and Pony and Craig can attest.
You're not old school. Come on now.
Oh, in this one case, I am. Don't put me in a box here, Greg. I am old school about this.
Why are you cherry picking? Why are you old school for this?
I like the fact that a season that is so long and arduous that it does by far the best job of being like an arbiter of who the best team is, I hate that it gets further devalued by having more and more teams make the playoffs, bringing randomness into play in terms of determining who is the champion.
Yeah, but don't you want a younger audience? Don't you want to grow the audience like the NHL and the NBA and the NFL and bring more teams into the mix? Because that's what a younger audience wants. That will
expand. No, I don't care about the younger audience in this case. I think the younger audience is disincentivized to watch games in the regular season when they know that about half the league is going to make the playoffs as opposed to just a third.
Well, it's interesting to hear you say that. My gosh, maybe you're coming around. I would say that I believed that this year was, again, because of the 60-game schedule and just to play the game, just try anything, and I was all for it, including the expanded playoffs, the runner at second in the 10th, the three-batter minimum, the designated hitter. Just let's go. Let's play, and let's just see what we got. The seven-inning doubleheader. And there are a couple things that actually I don't mind. And if indeed it's a lock next year that they are going to the expanded playoffs, I don't know that it is. I know it's been talked about. I haven't heard anything official. They still will have to negotiate this after next year when the collective bargaining agreement expires. All of it will be on the table. I, for one, if you are going to kind of expand the field, for me, a better idea is a split season. You still have the long year, but if you're looking to have more teams involved and more cities attracted to the possibility of postseason, then that gives you that opportunity in a first half and a second half. But I am with you, Chris, that I don't care for watering down a product. But I've said, of course, for so long, and you guys have gotten on me for a while now, that what separates baseball from the other sports is the long 162-game schedule. And for many other reasons, I had hoped, including replay, that they would not go down that road, just always chasing other teams. I would have preferred, in most cases, they kept the tradition of baseball intact.
TV or radio tonight, Greg?
I'm TVing it tonight in the studios.
Nice. All right, we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.